is Mishnayis Maisrois, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'anoytel zeisim in a maton. If somebody takes some olives out of the maton, that's the kli that you put the olives like to become softened in order to be able to squeeze out the oil. So if you take zeisim out of this kli, is toivel echad echad melech. You let it take one at a time and dip it into salt, and the echlan you can eat it. That's called an achilas arai still. It's not hooked full of mice yet. You could take one at a time and eat it without taking off trumas and maisers. What about though in molach v'nosan lefon of chayif? Let's say though you first took a few of them and you salted them together and they're in front of you. Now it's chayif to take off trumas and maisers before you go to eat it. Since it's like a tzirafil like we had before, that's kavas lemaiser. Rabbi Eliezer Amir Lezer says, min ha-mo'aton ha-tor chayif. If you take out olives from this moton, this kli again, that you're putting all the olives into it, but it's tahor, and then when you take out this chayav to take off trumas and maisers first. Or min ha-tomei, but let's say the kli itself was tomei, all the olives inside it was tomei, then potter. Then even though you take a few out, still it's potter, you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maisers. Why? What's the difference? Mifnei shehu machzir es ha-maiser, because you're allowed to put back the leftovers, what you took off. In other words, if the kli inside is tamei, so what you take out now, most probably you make it tamei. So therefore, if what's inside is also tamei, you could return it. So therefore, it's not called nachilas kfa. Mashenkin in the ratio though, where the kli is still tor, so now when you take out some olives, most probably they become tamei. Therefore, you cannot return it back into the kli. So therefore, it's called nachilas kfa. You can't eat it before you take off first trumas and maisers.
Mishnah Dalet, Shoisim al Hagas. You're allowed to drink wine from the gas. That's the vat where you first make the wine. So, Bein al Achamin, Bein al Tzoinin. Whether you're pouring the wine into something hot, or you're pouring the wine into something that's cold. Still, it's potter milasim, taking off trumas and maisers first. And the Gemara on Shabbos is mashma, we're talking about now, where you put inside here, machnis shom reisha rubai. Like most of your body is going inside the gas or on top of the vat, therefore it's only called machilas arai. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Mechayif. He says no, that you have to first take off your trumas and maisers. And some say that pshat is goes to segzera, that maybe you'll take it outside the gas, or else some say that pshat from lozadik is that since you're mozak, since you pour it into either cold water or hot water, that's called kvas lemaiser. Therefore, you can't eat it without first taking off trumas and maisers. However, vechachom moim and vechom say like this: al hachamin chayiv. If you poured the water into hot water now, so now the leftover of it you can't pour back because hot will ruin the wine. Therefore, it's called like a kfa, yechayiv in trumas and maisers. If you only mix the wine into cold water, since the leftover you could still return into the vat, therefore you pour. That's called nechilas arai. Mishnah Hay. Ha-mekalev sarim. If somebody is like peeling off the barley, you're taking off the outer shell of the barley. Is mekalev achas achas v'yechel. If you peel off one at a time, you're allowed to eat it. And you're not mechuyev in trumas and maskol nechilas arai. V'yim kilev v'nosl tech yodoy. Let's say you peel off a few pieces of barley and you put it into your hand and now you go to eat it. But since it's a tziruf ready, then you chayev with trumas and maisers. Ha-moylel melilois shachitim. If somebody's rubbing off the stalks of wheat, like in order to get the shaft off the kernel of wheat itself, so minape miyad liyad v'yechil. You'll have to like throw it from one hand to another hand and eat it. In other words, this is the way you want the shaft to fall off. You throw it from one hand to another hand. So that's called an achilas arai. Therefore, you potter from trumas and maisers. What about the nipo v'nosn l'toy cheikoy chayiv? Let's say you cleaned off a few kernels and you put it into your into your lap, and now you go to eat from it. That's called an achilas kfar ready. Therefore, you mechuyev from trumas and maisers first. Now, kuzbor shezora lezera. If you grew this type of a plant in order for the seeds,
So then the locher is Yiroka Potter. If you eat the grass that grows on top of it, the green that grows on top of it, since that's only a tofel, that's not the main purpose, therefore you're Potter from Trumas Amaisus. What about Zora Liorik? Let's say you planted this Hamanas to eat the leaves, the grass, the green that grows on top. Then Misaseres Zera Viorik. Then you have to take off Truma both from the Zera first and from the Yorik and from the leaves.
Because the Zera itself, the seed, is always Choshev. And here, since you're planting it also for the Yorik, therefore both is called Choshev, you have to take off Truma Samaisaris from both of them. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hasheves, that saw something that grow for spices, and it has flowers on it also, it has like a golden flowers on it. So, Misar Seres, Zera V'yorek V'zirin. You have to take off Truma Samaisaris from the Zera, the seed, from the Yorokos, from the leaves that grow off it, whose reason, that's also something they eat from it. That small kanim, small reeds that grow on it, also they eat it. You don't have to take off Maisa from the seeds and from the Yorok, from the greens, the vegetables that grow up. Elo hasholim fiagagro bilvad. Hasholim, that's different type of vegetables. Fiagagro, some say it's type of mustard seeds. The chum hold only these two types of minim, the yet to take off trumas and maisas from the seeds and from the rokos, in the case we are planting it only for the seeds. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, tomorrow's shall tilton and v'shel chardol and v'shel pul halovan is chayavas b'maisa. Shimon Gamliel holds that tomorrow, some say it's the soft leaves that grow on the tilton, or else on the chardol, on the mustard, or else on the pul halovan, small beans, white beans, it's also something that's edible that you have to take off trumas and maisas from it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Blezer says, hatzlof, that's a special type of a tree, that a caper tree that gives off four types of fruits, is misaser tomorrow's. You have to take off truma from this tomorrow's, from the soft leaves, the avionis, the kafras. The avionis, that's the tree itself, and the kafras, that's the shell around it. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, a misaser ela avionis. Now you only have to take off truma samaisos from the fruit itself, because that's the main part of the pre. However, just the shell around it, that you don't have to take off trumas and maisers. And then what then he holds from the leaf also, you don't have to take off trumas and maisers. You're up to Perikei. Ha'iker shesolim mitoich shaloi. If you uproot shesolim, that's like young growths, let's say young tree, from your own achotzer, and you plant it again in your own chotzer. So locher is potter. Like even though on these leaves, these branches, there were fruits, and even though you brought it through your chotzer, still it's not kavas lemaiser. Since you don't have intentions of eating it, but rather to replant it, that's not called the chotzer as kavas lemaiser. It's only kavas lemaiser perish shenigmer malachton, that you finish with them. But here it's not called you finish with these pears because you still want to replant them like. What about lokach b'mechubel akarker is potter? If you buy, let's say, you buy these young growths, these young trees, when they're still attached to the ground, so potter from taking off meiser. Even though we had before mekach, when you buy something, that's kavas lemeiser, but it's not kavai lemeiser when it's mechuber, when it's still attached. But if you would buy it when it's tolish, when it's detached, then even though it's not nigmar malachton, still it will be chayi b'maisa. So that's the Mishnah saying that lokach b'mechuber lekaker is potter. What about lokat lishlech lechaveroi? You collected a few fruits, you took off, or else you lokat, you collected the shesilim, these young growths, and your kavana was to send it to your friend for matana. Also, your potter from taking off trumas and maisers. That since here it's not nigma malachton yet, therefore your potter. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, im yesh kayotze behem nimkorim bashuk, harei lo chayovim. If people sell these type of shesilim, people sell these type of young trees in the shuk, so then if you pick it off,
al menas to send it to Yechaver, then Yechayev and Maisers, because that's considered Nigma Malachton. Since that's the way people sell it like this, therefore it's Kavas Lamaisa Yechayev, you can't eat it before you first take off your Trumas and Maisers. Mishneh Beis. Ho'iker lefes utzenoynes miter shaloi. If you pick off lefes, the turnips, or tzenoynes, radishes, from your own field, and you want to replant it again in your own fields for the purpose of having the seed of it, that the seed should grow, is chayiv. You chayiv take off truma semaisus before you taste it. But since you don't plan to replant it, amanas lachila, only for zriya, therefore it's called a chayiv, it's called nigma malachton. Like it says, mefnei shu gornon, because this is the ikar of the pre. Like this is the when you first uprooted it, that's the garnum, that's the finishing, the gemar malacha of this pre, because afterwards you just plan to plant it to have seeds from it. So therefore right now already it's mechuyev and trumas amaisus. Pitzolim, if you have onions, mishesh rishu ba'al yo.
When you like put the al, you put the leaves inside the ground, so then torah latame. If it was tame from before, now becomes torah. This is also called like you planted it in the ground. When it becomes mechuba lekarka, the tumah goes off it. What about noflo alehem mapolis? Let's say like a wall came tumbling down, fell on top of them. Fehem megulum, but you can still see the top of the onions. Harei elu kinetuyim basada. That's also is considered like it's planted in the field, and it's also considered like it's mechuba lekarka. Also, that the tumah would go off from it. Mishneh Gimel, lo yimcher adam es peirosov mishabol yoynas hamaisros. When your peiros become already mechuyev and trumas hamaisros, when already was a viyishlish, lemi she'eno nemer al hamaisros. You should not sell it to somebody that you're afraid he may not take off Truma Samaisos. Like if you have Lifna Ivar, so therefore don't sell him these fruits until maybe you yourself first take off the Truma Samaisos. For Loi Bashvias, Lemishu Choshad Allah Shvias. And on Shvias also, you cannot sell your fruits or give it to somebody else if the person is not Makba to be Nay with it, with the Kedushas of Shvias. Vyim Bichru, Noiteles Habakarus, Omoichares Hashor. That means v'yim bichru. Let's say some of the fruits became already ripe at the chuyiv and trumas semaisus, and some not. So the noiteles habakurus, you have to take away the first ones that grew fast and keep it for yourself. Umoicheres hashor, but the rest of the fruits are not a gear, the oinus semaisus, that you could sell to a person even though he's not makbid in trumas semaisus, because there's no lefeiver, because those pears are not mechuyiv yet in trumas semaisus. Mishneh Dalet. Layim charodom es tivnoi v'yes giftoi v'yes zagov l'mi sheino neman ala maisros. That means a person should not sell tivnoi. Tivnoi means that's the shibolim, that's the stalks that you already threshed on, but still some garinim, still some kernels of tfu are still in there. And the same thing v'yes giftoi, that's the pseudos, the bad part, the leftover part of your olives after you had them squashed out. V'yes zagov, that's the pselus of the grapes. That's also something still left even after you squashed it out for the gas, for its wine. So these things you should not sell for somebody that's not makbar on maisers. But lohitzim mehen mashkin, if the person plans to take out the rest of the juice from it, so therefore it's mechuyev and maisers. So therefore you shouldn't sell it to somebody that's not makbar on maisers. V'im hoitzi, let's say you yourself take out the rest of these juices of the olives or of the grapes, is chayiv b'maisros. You should know maisros, you still have to take off from it. It's still mechuyev b'maisr. However, potter mina truma, but truma you potter to take off from this separately. Why? Shehatorim, because when you first took off truma from these grapes or from these olives, believe by al hakutoyim v'al hatzdodim v'yamasha b'techat heaven. A person metchil has kavonim is taking off this truma like a mashu, helps with the rice, any little bit you take off helps for everything. So you have in mind at the beginning when you took off the truma from these olives, not only from the olives that you can eat, but even from the end product that's going to be squashed at the end, you also add kavonim on that and on the grapes. Therefore, for truma, you potter. You only have to take off just a maisa. Mishnah Hei. Halakeach Sade Yarek Besuria. Somebody buys a field, a vegetable field in Syria. So it depends. Imat Shaloy Bolyana Samaisra is Chayef. If it didn't come to the Yana Samaisra yet, if the Yisrael bought it off a guy, and he bought it off a guy before it grew a third. So it came out that it grew a third in the hand of the Yisrael. Therefore, the Yisrael is Chayef and Maisris. Because at the time when the fruits became Mechuyev and Trumas Samaisris, it belonged to a Jew. What about Umishabol Yena Samaisris? Let's say you bought it after it grew already a third. Then Potter, since it grew by a guy, so you Potter from Trumas Samaisris. Therefore, you could take off that even what grows now, Bershusa Yisrael, still is Potter from Trumas Samaisris. Since the beginning, when the Chiv was first Chal, it was Chal by a guy, Yepata. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Yiskor Poyalim V'yukot. You could even hire workers to work for you to pull off the fruits, the vegetables. Like, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe some people will say that this person is not Makbid on Trumas HaMaisros. Like, they won't see you taking it off. Still, you don't have to be afraid. Since Me'ikar Adin, you're not Mechuyiv, since you bought it off a guy, and at the time you bought it off the guy, it was already a third grown, therefore you don't have to worry what people will say. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Borma Amurim, when was this said? Bizman Shekona Karka. If you buy the karka with the vegetables off the guy, Abu Bizman Shekona Karka, but if you don't buy the karka, the property, only the vegetables, is Zimat Shaloibol Yonis Amaisrois, Potter. Even if you bought it before it came Leonis Maisrois, also you Potter. Because the Maisrois, when it grows later, it's still growing on the karka, on the field of the guy. You didn't buy the karka, you only bought the Paris. So the Paris are still growing on the guy Shakarka, therefore you Potter from Trumas Amaisrois. Rabbi says, Af Lefi Cheshbein. In other words, Rebbe is coming to argue on the Tanakama that in the case, let's say you bought these pears, the field, off the guy after it grew a third already. So therefore we said you bought from Trumas HaMaisros before we had even what grows later. Rebbe says no, Aflifi Cheshbon means what grows later after the Yisrael bought it. On his Cheshbon he still has to take off Trumas HaMaisros. Yemishne Vov HaMesameid. The Sameid, that's a type of a wine that you make by pouring water over the sediments of the wine. Pouring water over the chatzan and the zag and the pits and the shells of the grapes. So now, v'nos samayim b'amida, u'mot t'kadei midosai. Let's say you threw over it, let's say, three glasses of water, and what came out from it was also three glasses of water. So we say, Potter, that does not make it into yayin, it does not make it into a pri, that's mechuyev and trumas HaMaisros, says Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even though the exact amount that you put in came out, still will say some of the water got soaked into the grapes, into the chatzan of Zagim, and what came out was the wine. Therefore, you have to take off Trumas HaMaisros. Motza Yoyser Akademi Dosei, let's say you put in three glasses of water, and what came out now was four glasses of water. So for sure, some of the grapes gave off, there's wine involved. So in that, you have to take off Trumas HaMaisros. Shalochariz Moitzi Ola Mimoka Macha Lefi Cheshbon. You take off the Trumas HaMaisros from someplace else, from other wine that's pure Tevel on this Cheshbon. Like you have the Cheshbon here of one quarter of it is Truma, so you have to take off for a Cheshbon someplace else the part of this one quarter to take off is Trumas HaMaisros. Mishnah Zayin. Churei Hanamolim. That's ant holes. If you have a hole that the ants made, Shelonu, that the ants like stayed overnight. Bitzad harema chayevis. Next to a rema, a bundle, let's say, of wheat, of tfuah, that's mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisros. And now you find some wheat in this hole of the ants. So the locher is harei lo chayevim. They're also mechuyev, those tfuah in Trumas HaMaisros. Sheyedu, because we know, shemidover hagomer hoyegurim kolalaila. Because the ants were like schlepping from the arema that was mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisros into their hole. So therefore, whatever you find inside the hole is also mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisros. Yemishneches, shum bal bechi. This type of a shum of garlic that comes from the place of bal bechi.
is a special a place that's in Chutz Loretz. We also bought shel richpo, a type of an onion, also comes from this place, richpo. Kitzel is a special type of fruits or vegetables that we know for sure came from Chutz Loretz. Therefore, it's part of Trumas Maisers. The same thing with grisin ha-kilikokin, grisin, this type of beans that came from klikokin, for ha-doshim, ha-mitzrius, and mitzrayim, lentils. Rabbi Meir Ramei adds on to this and says, af ha-karkos, even the carcass also, type of something that grows in chutz, the type of a cabbage that grows outside Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, af ha-kotnim. Even kotnim, also type of lentils, it also grows outside Eretz Yisrael. Is pturim in a maisros. These things are all potem in a maisros, and therefore v'no kolchem ikolodim b'shvius. You can buy it from anybody on shvius, because it does not grow in Eretz Yisrael. It does not have the kedushas shvius. Zera luf helyen. Let's say the seed of a luf. A luf is a type of an onion of the leaves. Well, zera kereishin, the seeds of kereishin. That's also chotzim. Or zera b'tzolim, the seeds of onions. Zera lefes, the seeds of turnips, or tznoinus and radishes. Ushor zera negina, another type of seeds that you plant with. Shenim necholim, that they're not edible. The way they are, they're not edible. It's only the fruit that grows from it. But they themselves are not edible. Halachu is pturin min ha-maisros. It's part of min ha-maisros. Because it's not edible. V'nil kolchim l'kolodim b'shvius. You can buy from anybody on shvius. Shafal pi shavim truma. Even though the fruits, the vegetables that came from those that mechuyev in truma samaisus, but harei elu yeyochlu. Like still harei elu yeyochlu means these you'll not eat because they're the seeds, and that's like gedule truma. Gedule truma is truma. It's only on something that's edible, but here it's something that's not edible. The seeds, therefore. It's mutti, therefore you don't have to take off truma samaisers. But since these seeds are not edible, therefore it's part of truma samaisers. All right, slikul mesechta maisers. Now Mr. Shem will start mesechta maiser sheni. Yeah, perek aleph, mishnah aleph. Maiser sheni. Now we hold maiser sheni has kedusha to it, and therefore certain things you can't do. Now we know maiser sheni is that if you take off truma gedola, then you take off 1/10 of what's left over, that's called Maiser Rishon, and then you take off 1/10 of what's left over, that's called Maiser Sheni, which we take the first and the second year after Shemitah, and then the third year we know is Maiser Oni, then the fourth and fifth year again we take off Maiser Sheni, and then the sixth year again we take off Maiser Oni. So I call upon him on the second and third and the fourth and fifth when we noyig maiser sheni. So the halacha is maiser sheni ein moicher noisai. You're not allowed to sell the peiros of maiser sheni. A Yisrael that has peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael, after it was mafreshit to be maiser sheni, you're not allowed to stam sell it to somebody else. That's not noyig kedusha. That's not the way it's supposed to be noyig kedusha. If you want, you could be poider it. You could take these peiros and put the kedusha into money to be able to just take the money up to Yerushalayim. Because the halacha is, maiser sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. So if it's too hard for you to carry up the peiros to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poider it onto money and just take the money, and then there you buy food and eat it in Yerushalayim. But if you do not want to be poider it, you just want to sell the maiser sheni, that you're not allowed to. That's what the Mishnah says, ein moicher noisai, v'ein memashkin noisai. We can't take it for a pledge. If you owe somebody money and the malva wants to come and take a mashkin from you, or Bezdin wants to take away your mashkin, a pledge for the loan, we're not allowed to take payers of maiser sheni. V'ein machlif noisai, you can't exchange it. You can't say, I'll give you Paris of Maiser Sheni to take to Yerushalayim, and instead I'll take a Paris Chula instead. I can't make an exchange. Here's a pound of apples of Maiser Sheni that you take to Yerushalayim, and instead you give me back a pound of apples of Chulin just on a Chalipin to exchange it. That's not nice. That you're not allowed to do. For Loi Shaiklin Kinegdoi, you can't weigh out with it. You can't put the Paris of Maiser Sheni on a scale to weigh, to use it for weight. And somebody should not say to his friend in Yerushalayim, Helech yayin v'teli shemen. Here, you take this wine and give me shemen. It means, even in Yerushalayim, it's also lahachlif.
could take yayin b'shemen, even though both of them are ma'aseh sheni, but you're not allowed to make an exchange and say, you take this and I'll take this back. That's not noig b'kedusha. That's not the way you're supposed to be noig with the kedusha of ma'aseh sheni. When you have your ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim, you're supposed to eat it yourself, or else you could give it to a matnas chinam chasun si, but not to make an exchange. That's called you can't say heilach yayin v'tein li shemen. V'chein shar kol ha-peris. The same thing applies with all of the peris. It's also to be machlif. That means afilu peris that a chayovim ma'isrois, and even though it's only midirabonin, because midiraisa it's only on dog and tirish v'yitzar, still you have the same halacha, you can't exchange. But if you want to give your friend a present, a matnas chinam, like for a free present, in other words, you have too much ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim, and you know for you yourself you won't be able to eat it, so then of course you're allowed to give your friend, like to invite him over and give him to eat from the ma'aseh sheni. That's nothing wrong, that's called a matnas chinam, a free present, that you're allowed to give away of ma'aseh sheni. Mishnah Beis. Maisa behema, there's another loch of maisa behema. We know if you have 10, when you have 10 new behemas grown, born to you that year, so the 10th one, like you have to bring them through the corral, and the 10th one, that's called maisa behema, it has a loch of a korban on it. So the loch is maisa behema is ein moichra noisai tomim chai. You're not allowed to sell it when it's a tam, and when it's alive, you can't sell it. Well, it doesn't have a mum yet. And this taka with dashim sukkum like this, that you can't sell it. And the same thing, v'loi balmum chai v'shochet. The same thing, even if it becomes a balmum, and it's alive, or else even after you made a shchiter on it, still the locher is ma'aseh behema, not allowed to sell. And the Gemara b'chor with dashim, it's a posik that says, shenem it says, by ma'aseh behema lo yigoyel. And v'nerem b'cherem ach kol cherem ashiyachu mishla Hashem v'shabidatam v'bahim v'maseh v'achzos lo yimocha v'lo yigoyel. So by cherem it says lo yimocha, so learn out one from the other that you're not allowed to sell. Maseh b'hima, you're not allowed to sell. V'yein mekadshim bo hu isha. You can't be mekadosh an isha either with this maseh b'hima. Because being mekavish and isha, that's also considered like a mechira. It's also considered like you're buying, and you're not allowed to buy with maisa behema. Then the Mishnah says habchor. What about a b'chor behema? That's a b'chor that also has kedusha, or b'chor behema tohira. So alochur is moichur noisai tomim chai. That a kohen is allowed to sell it if it's a tam, even though it has kedusha's b'chor on it. You're allowed to sell it when it's alive. When a b'chor becomes a balmum, then it's mamash like mum and kayin, therefore he's allowed to sell it, whether it's chai, whether it's shochet. The same thing, a kayin's allowed to be mekadosh nisha with it. Just like he could sell it, he's allowed to be mekadosh nisha with the b'chor. Now, ein mechallin ma'aseh sheni ala siman. When you have these payers of ma'aseh sheni, let's say outside Yerushalayim, and you want to be poider it onto money, to be able to take the money up to Yerushalayim, so Torah says, Loshen of etzarto hakesa b'yadecha, that you have to have a matbeya shel tzura, it has to have a form like on the coin. And an asimon means a flat coin without a tzu, without a picture on it, so you can't be mechalel ma'aseh sheni al asimon. For loyal amad beya sheni yaitzai, same thing can be machalol ma'aseh sheni on amad beya. That's not yaitzai. It's not the currency where you are. If you can't receive for it, so therefore you can't be machalol. It's not called money. The pasuk says v'nasato hakesef b'chol asher tavo nafshecho, that has to be kesef roy to be used, that you can use it for currency. But a matbeya that can't be used for currency, that's no good. The same thing, you can't be mechal ma'aseh sheni on money that you don't have in your rishus right now. Let's say the money fell into the yam, that you don't have it right now. Even though you could get it out, but since right now you don't have it, it's not called rishusa, you can't be poida ma'aseh sheni on such money.
Mishnah Gimel.
Halakeach behema Let's say again you have your money that you already paid the Yemaisa Sheni onto, and now you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and with this money you want to buy a behema to bring a korban shlomim with it, which is a nice thing to do, which most of the money of Yemaisa Sheni is done for this. Or else, oichaya libsa taiva. First time you want to spend the money to buy a chaya, to buy like a tzvi, a deer, just to be able to eat it, to shecht it l'shem chulin, not to bring it for korban, but to eat it. So the lochur is yotza or lachulin. When you buy the animal now with this money of maisi sheni, even though the maisi could only eat the meat, the skin you cannot eat, but the skin is yotza l'chulin, like you do not have to sell the skin, and with the money still be neig like kedushas maisi sheni, and buy food for the skin. No, the skin is like a tuffle to the meat, and therefore since the money was spent for the meat, it's yotza l'chulin. Even though sometimes the skin can be worth even more than the meat. But since that's the normal way when you buy an animal, so therefore the skin also goes out. What about kada yain stumis? You buy a closed barrel of wine. Now mokum shadakin limocha stumis, so that's the way.
All right, turn over.
Spend the money more. This Maisa Sheni was...